Are you struggling with thin skin where you have your eczema? Are you trying to figure out why does this happen? What can I do to strengthen my skin again so that I can use my whatever body part that you have thin skin on like normal? This is something I've been struggling for the longest time, and I finally have an answer. And yes, I'm sharing it with you. Stay tuned. So here's the big question. How do you heal your eczema for good? How do you get to the point where you're comfortable in your own skin and aren't embarrassed to show it off? How do you stop using creams and medications that only work for a short while and find a long-term solution? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Hey guys, Jocelyn jumping in here again. I wanted to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Audible. If you haven't heard of Audible, it's the easiest way to listen to audiobooks. If you don't have Audible currently, you can get a free audiobook today and a 30-day free trial to Audible as well. If you don't like it, you can cancel before the 30 days are up and you still get to keep the book, which is what I love. They don't just take it away from you. They have so many titles, including several of the medical medium's books, including his newest one, Cleanse to Heal. So the audiobooks are amazing for busy moms. We're constantly on the move, right? Well, with Audible, you don't have to sit down and read a book. You can be driving, moving, bathing the kids, taking a shower, exercising. You can pretty much be doing it all as us moms normally do. Another great thing about Audible is the ability to listen across several devices without losing your spot. I don't know about you, but I hate when I lose my spot in a book. And with Audible, you don't gotta worry about that. Get your free audiobook and start your free 30-day Audible trial by going to audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Alrighty, hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're about to jump into today's podcast, but before we do, I wanted to share something with you. If you're looking to get your child eating better, I have something to help, and it is completely free. After struggling for way too long trying to get my two kids under 4 years old to eat more fruits and veggies, I finally discovered 8 key ways to improve their eating, and I wanted to give it to you. Why? Because I know the struggle, and I don't want you to have to go through that any longer. So I am sharing something that I've tested myself. These methods are what has worked for me. They're surprisingly simple and effective, which is why I thought you could really benefit from it. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, download your copy now at theeczemafreejourney.com/e. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/e. All right, now that that's off my chest, let's get to that podcast I told you about. Hello, Healing Nation. Thanks so much for joining me again on the Eczema Free Journey podcast. I am so glad you can join me today because we are talking about a topic that is something I've struggled with personally, I've gotten questions on, and I finally have an answer for you guys. So we're going to be going over what causes thinning skin with eczema. One thing that I've been struggling ever since I've started this healing journey is my skin feeling very thin, whether I have a flare-up or not. Obviously, certain stages of a flare-up, you're thin, your skin gets really thick because it gets hard and dry. At least for my flare-up, it does. But when the flare-up goes down, the skin feels so thin. I have eczema on both of my hands, and on both hands, it feels very thin. One is worse than the other because I have kind of more eczema on one hand, but both still feel thin. And for a long time, I thought this was normal till I started to, you know, get informed and start healing and start speaking to amazing professionals about eczema and healing from the inside out. And the worst thing about thinning skin is that it gets irritated easily. And it's confusing as to why it's never gone back to normal. So because of this thinning skin, I've had to use cotton gloves. During a flare-up, it keeps it from getting more irritated and getting itchy because it doesn't rub against stuff. But I still have to use gloves even when I don't have a flare-up because the thin skin, it's sensitive. That's the best way to describe it. It's sensitive. So I can't use my hands like normal. I always have to have gloves on. Luckily, I found the gloves, so I'm actually comfortable when I wear them. But having a gloves on is not the same as just using your bare hands. Can you relate to that? So luckily, recently I was chatting with a naturopathic doctor called Dr. Laura Bellis. And this is episode number 131 if you want to go check it out. It's amazing. So if you want to, you won't regret it. But during this episode, we were talking about something else. And she said something that made me realize that she might have the answers to why my skin is thin. So I asked her, I was like, Dr. Laura, what can you talk about? What points can you share with us about our skin feeling thin where we've had eczema? And the way she responded, just for once I had an answer, and I was like, oh my goodness, I need to share this. So I learned. Hey, Healing Nation. I have to interrupt this episode for a second because I have something I could not wait to share with you. I'm so excited. We've all been a part of the story where we use cream after cream trying to moisturize our dry and painful eczema and nothing helps. If anything, they all hurt or stink, so we either end up putting up with the pain, thinking that it's normal, which it's not, or we stop using cream altogether, which is actually where I ended up, and it's not any better. Can you relate to any of those? Well, luckily, I stumbled upon a company called GladSkin, and they immediately caught my attention, and here's why. GladSkin's focus is not on masking the symptoms of eczema, but instead on balancing the skin's microbiome. The same way that we're changing what we eat to help balance our gut microbiome, GladSkin uses their patented endolysin called Microbalance to balance the skin's microbiome. So what does this mean? In simple terms, we all have good and bad bacteria on our skin, but the eczema flare-ups and the irritation happen when there's more bad bacteria than good. So after learning the science behind GladSkin, I immediately got in contact with them to try it myself. And after just a few days of using it, my eczema wasn't dry and cracked anymore. And the best part, you wanna know what it is? It never hurt or stung. I even use it on my kids and I saw even more improvement on their eczema. It was almost gone within days. Not only did I find a cream that didn't hurt, but I also found a cream that helped restore the balance on my skin. So not only am I able to heal from the inside out, but now I'm healing from the outside in. It's amazing. So if you're anyone you know has eczema, I highly recommend you get a bottle of GladSkin. Simply go to gladskin.com to get yours now. That's gladskin.com. You will not regret it, guys. Alrighty, back to the podcast. So she told me, she said thinning skin is a result of using steroids for an extended period of time. She even mentions, you know, how you were told use it when necessary, but that's sometimes. Sometimes your doctor doesn't tell you when to stop using it. That's just, if you use steroids, it's pretty much whenever you have a flare-up, you use it. That's kind of the common trend that I found. And I use steroids for my entire life till just the beginning of 2020. So up until 6 months ago, I was using steroids every single time I got a flare-up on my hands. And really, anytime I got a flare-up anywhere on my body, I was putting steroids. So yeah, I fell into that category of using steroids for an extended period of time. That was me, 100%. I know you might be someone who can relate because using steroids is very, very common. Just now we're getting more informed about the side effects, but there's nothing worse than using something that you think is going to help you and then having to pay for it in the future, in my opinion. If you use steroids now, that's just maybe food for thought. Maybe you never realized it. But luckily, she shared what we can do about the thinning skin. And let me tell you, when she knew what I was talking about, when she mentioned like the words thinning skin and like she actually had an idea of what to do, I was so excited. So excited. So she ended up sharing with me that there's an ingredient that can help strengthen our skin that's in some lotions, and it's called ceramides, C-E-R-A-M-I-D-E-S. Now, ceramides hydrate and calm the skin, and since they're part of the skin barrier, they start to repair it, aka they strengthen our skin again. So Dr. Laura mentioned, of course, I had to ask her, I was like, okay, ceramides is kind of what to look for, but what cream do you recommend that has ceramides in it? And she told me that CeraVe contained the ceramides. But I will say, with my experience, I will not be using CeraVe because it hurts my skin. She mentioned herself, if your skin is very sensitive, it might not be a good option for you. But For some people who don't have as sensitive skin, it might be a good option. But for me, my skin is just extremely sensitive. And if I put things like Aveeno, CeraVe, like those over-the-counter store-bought things, it really stings and irritates my skin further. So I'm not going to try that one. But you never know if it can work for you. So maybe try it out. You never know. But if you have really sensitive skin, I don't suggest it. Even Dr. Laura mentioned that it might not be a good fit. So find the lotion with ceramides and try it out. I have been looking online and I've found a few contenders, but I haven't tried them out yet. So I'm not going to mention them because I'm not going to recommend something I haven't tried. But if you look up ceramide lotions, you will start to find stuff. I looked on Amazon, there was options, and on Google as well. So it's nice to know that there's something that we can do to strengthen our skin again. It's not over. It's not something that we have to live with forever. There's actually a solution. And I'm so glad I'm able to share that with you guys, because if there's one thing that I've been struggling with is the thinning of my skin. I want us to all be able to use our bodies like normal without having to use any material over them so that we can use it. So ceramides, go check it out. Go learn some more about it. Take action, find a lotion, and please let me know if it works for you. I will 100% let you know if it works for me. So that is it for today, Healing Nation. I hope you enjoyed. I hope this gave you some kind of peace of mind that there's a solution. You don't have to live with this forever. Just take action on it. Alrighty? So that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And don't forget to believe, to learn, and to take massive action. I'll see you guys on tomorrow's podcast. Thank you, Healing Nation, for tuning into today's podcast. I want to remind you about the eczema cream Glad Skin that I was raving about earlier. This non-prescription eczema lotion has been so great, but not just for me, for my entire family. I even used it on my kids, Lucas and Leah, and I saw an improvement in their dry and red eczema within days. Glad Skin is so safe to use on children that in an interview that I had with the president, Skylar Stein, he went as far as saying that you could use it on an infant's eyelids. He left me shocked and speechless when I heard this. What I also love about Glad Skin is it's hypoallergenic, it's free of steroids, free of fragrances, free of drying alcohols, and to top it off, it is preservative free. And I didn't know this, so I want to share it with you, but preservatives kill the good bacteria on our skin, which are critical for skin health. So if you or anyone you know has eczema, I highly recommend you get a bottle of Glad Skin. Simply go to gladskin.com to get yours now. Once again, that's gladskin.com. You will not regret it. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the next episode.